Today we've got a very special episode that dives deep into a topic that affects not only our health and wellness, but radiates into our daily lives more than most of us realize. My guests today are a dynamic mother-daughter duo who've embarked on a journey from personal health struggles to creating a solution that not only transformed their lives, but is now transforming the lives of others. They've tackled an industry where the lines between health, beauty, and wellness are often blurred, and they've done it with a mission to deliver purity, effectiveness, and just a touch of luxury without compromise. We'll be exploring the fascinating intersection of skin health, environmental toxins, and how what we put on our bodies can have a profound effect on our health, especially as we age. Their story is one of resilience, innovation, and the pursuit of a healthier, more vibrant life. Stay tuned as we uncover the secrets behind revitalizing our largest organ and take a deep dive into how to care and feed for your skin for radiant beauty and optimal health. Hello and welcome to the Over 50 Health and Wellness Show. I'm your host, Kevin English. I'm the founder of The Silver Edge, and our mission is to help you build and maintain a lean, healthy body that you love for the rest of your life so you can show up in the second half of your life as the healthiest, strongest, most vital version of yourself. We have a great show for you today. We have mother and daughter team Deborah and Juliana Grimes here, and they are going to share with us the dangers of commercial beauty and hygiene products and how we can optimize our overall health by proper care and feeding of our skin. My guests today are Deborah and Juliana Grimes, the mother-daughter team behind the company Givaderm. This dynamic duo ventured into the wellness industry after Deborah suffered a severe chemical toxicity due to a misprescribed dermatological treatment. Together, they embarked on a mission to create a skincare line that's not only safe and effective, but also champions individual beauty and wellness at every age. Juliana and Deborah share a passion for clean, toxic-free skincare, and their story is one of resilience, innovation, and a commitment to challenging traditional beauty standards. Join us today as we delve into their journey and discover how they are making a difference in the world, not just of skincare, but of overall health. Without further ado, let's meet Deborah and Juliana. Deborah and Juliana, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited to dig deep into our subject today here. But before we get that, let's just back up. I want to hear your story. Why beauty products? Why do what you're doing?
As a little girl, I never, ever, ever thought for a minute I'd be involved in skincare at all. It wasn't my dream as a little girl. But I had a health crisis that was literally brought on by a dermatologist who did
preventative treatment.
That's right.
It was supposed to be preventative, precancerous skincare treatment. So she prescribed 5-FU-Cell cream for broad spectrum treatment of her arms, décolleté, neck.
Both arms and back for 6 weeks. I didn't think anything about it. I did what she, it was in case there's anything there. Well, it made me very, very sick and very, very sensitive to environmental toxins. I gained 10 pounds in 1 week. And at the time, I was gaining 2 or 3 a year because this was in my early 50s. And so I didn't know what was happening. And then to make it even better is the skincare the dermatologist was recommended, that high-end skincare that can only be
prescribed
through a dermatologist's office, was making my liver think I was drinking 24/7.
Alcohol 24/7.
And I wasn't. Yes. And so anyway, we went through a massive discovery and we had to clean our lives up, get rid of all toxins because I would react. I couldn't walk into Bed Bath & Beyond without a wet cloth over my mouth and nose 5 minutes before my face would turn red and my brain felt like it shifted just a quarter of an inch.
I'm not joking. I would literally set a timer on my phone.
She would. And she'd go, okay, Mom, gotta go.
And it actually worked out okay because it was during H1N1, that whole scare. So masks were a thing before COVID. And so anyway, I mean, we laugh about it now, but the insanity of it was off the charts. I mean, we tried to go down to
it was terrible.
To downtown Nashville, which, you know, we're located just south of Nashville for the 4th of July. They had all the food trucks out, all of that. The exhaust from the food trucks was literally throwing her into almost like a neurological crisis, to where she started walking like a duck. She couldn't find proprioception. She couldn't find her footing. And I was like, okay,
my
what's going on?
That you know? Would be, they would yeah. look at me and go, Mom, gotta go. Because my face would turn red.
Absolutely.
We had to leave concerts because someone had perfume. I couldn't walk down the detergent aisle because it was filled. We had to stop all softeners, stop all anything, literally get air filters in, all this kind of stuff. Happily, I'm better now. We were able to take care of it.
Stronger than ever.
Yes.
Right on.
But I couldn't put anything on my face. And being in my early 50s, I was a little panicked by that. I think, what did we do? We tried coconut oil and
olive oil. Just
olive oil.
Yeah, we tried.
Olive oil was my fave.
I've been an essential oiler. We've been an essential oiler 30 years. And so I just looked at my mom. I'm like, hey, you're going to have to strip it down to nothing because we can't trust anything. So going forward, I was in body work or massage school at the time. And so I was in a lymphatic drainage class and just started learning about the value of what we put on our skin is in our bloodstream in under 30 seconds. And, you know, I think so many people think of our skin as like, I don't know,
like saran wrap
right? or something.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, so like it's impermeable. So no. It's
found out the hard way.
Definitely impermeable. And so I've been understanding the lymphatic system a lot more, understanding that it's really an unsung hero of the body. And so we just went on this massive, sort of in lockstep trying to figure out, you know, we did every health food store trying to figure out what lines they used, figured out the stuff, make a very, very long story and years short, is that we found out that the stuff that was clean enough didn't work and the stuff that worked wasn't clean enough. And forget about having any kind of luxury experience. In my opinion and in my experience, having any kind of luxury experience associated with zero toxicity. And so we looked at it and we're like, we really don't know what we're going to
do.
And no joke, literally we were just out at a mall shopping. We see a little, one of those little signs and it says free organic bar soap. And we just went, wait, what? And so I said, Mom, look, we're desperate. Like, let's just go see what they're doing. And ended up meeting our future formulator there. And didn't realize that we were completely like-minded and really were in lockstep on belief system and philosophy. And so it just was this beautiful thing that ended up evolving. I mean, this company's been like over a decade in the making. And so we beta tested products for him. We walked alongside him in this. We told him what we wanted in ours, you know, and how to, and just, and so we just went back and forth. And so we're extraordinarily blessed because our formulator is actually in Nashville. So we're formulated in America. We're made in America. That's super important.
We love our nation. We love
it. We're passionate about it. Yeah. Even our bottles are made in America. Our packaging is made in America. We just believe in sourcing as close as possible. Now, we do globally source our ingredients because, as you know, indigenously sourced ingredients, you're never going to get more potent than that. So we have some of the finest globally sourced ingredients out there. And then just it's an amazing process seeing the extracts being made and then it coming, you know, straight from those extracts to you. So
that's how it came about.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing story, obviously. Now, Deborah, what was your health like before this? Would you consider yourself quote unquote normal? What was your beauty routine as well? Were you just using conventional products that you buy at a beauty store, or grocery store, or department store?
I fell into that. Oh, if it's more money, it's got to be better. If it's this, that, I want to make sure I'm not wrinkly, but you know, I don't want to fight it now while I'm at this age.
Sure. And if it says all natural on the label, it must be great, right?
That's
awesome. Well, I'm a country girl from Florida. And so one of the worst things health wise that happened to me was getting stuck in a sand spur bed because I would run around barefooted and I had no allergies. I had really no problem. A weak back every now and then, but it had nothing to do with my skin. I mean, seriously, very, very, very healthy. And so my beauty routine was trying to find something that would work.
Whatever the latest and greatest was. And if some of these big box stores had any sort of gift with purchase, buddy, you better believe. You know? So yeah, I mean, I never remember a time, honestly, it was very unique because her overall all body constitution is just very, very, very strong. And it's highly adaptive. Like we've seen that from any of the practitioners that we've gone to, is that she's just, they're all like, wow, you know, I'm in worse shape typically than she is. But it's just been wild seeing, it was a wild journey seeing my mom go from completely thriving, healthy to this perfect storm of just scary. And so I remember even the dermatologist, this is where it got real dicey. The dermatologist came in to check on her in her broad spectrum chemo cream treatment, and they would take pictures as if she had participated in a clinical study that she signed no papers on. And so you could get me going on for a long time on that. I was angry at that point. I was like, you know what? This is insane. Like, this is literally insane. And then I started noticing that my mom started getting lethargic. If you were to see my mom on a daily basis, anytime, if the woman sits on the couch during the day, she wasn't getting off the sofa a lot.
And I'm a gardener too. So
and I'm like, I mean,
outside.
She's just, there's just like her vitality was just plummeting. I don't understand. And so thank God we found multiple like-minded, practitioners that could to the bottom of it. And truthfully, they were alternative healthcare practitioners because, we just chose that route because we believe in it to a great degree. So anyway, so then there was that. So I was just, it's just this weird scenario. Even one of our extended family members at the time was a smoker. And I just was like, he was out on the porch smoking. And I literally just went over and like closed the sliding glass door. It was borderline offensive. And I was like, I'm so sorry that this will trigger mom. And he was just like, oh my gosh, I get it. And so it just was really weird. There was a lot of fear involved. There was a lot of concern. And it's like, man, people shouldn't live like this. And if she's just the canary in the mine, like how many people are experiencing toxicity overload and may not know it? Maybe chronic fatigue syndrome or maybe hormonal amount. Maybe you're just entering into menopause. Okay. Maybe that's your jam. Maybe that's what's going on. And it's like, maybe, but maybe it's actually the extreme toxicity in the majority of the things that we're consuming and putting on our bodies. And then you complicate. I mean, listen, medicine is there for a reason and I'm not knocking it. But when you're over medicated for things that you need another pill for another symptom, it's just like, where are we? Much less wireless technology. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but we just knew that in this one sector of life, we had to find a solution. And it's like, if we don't get something clean, I remember, she's not a crier, but man, she was on the verge of tears multiple times going, I just want something to work for my face that I love. And it's like, you know what, that's valid. And it was about 7-8 years ago, she sat down with my dad and I, and she said, I think I'm really supposed to start this company. And we just went,
I'm an introvert.
Sure. Like, sure. Absolutely. Let's go. Absolutely. And so we began, really honing in those formulas with our formulator. And then my dad passed super, super unexpectedly about 4 years ago. And he totally believed in the company, used the products to them. And we're kind of doing this as a legacy for him as well, because it's just, he believed in, it took him a while to get him convinced that the things in mainstream antibacterial bar soap were actually carcinogenic. And he said, how could that be true if they're, approved by
FDA approved.
Yeah. Right. And it's like, well, so that I said, Dad, that's a great question. That's a wonderful question. And so, so this is really a legacy company, but it's one that I tell people we are trying to bring the word luxury to zero toxicity so that you can actually have that department store experience and luxe experience from start to finish. And our products and our ingredients, they're second to none. They're beautiful. So.
Well, and it was very frustrating whenever you would go check a label, especially when you had to, whenever we were in the situation, you'd have to read everything and it says all natural, all natural. So it's like, or organic.
Marketers know what we want. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you read and it's like organic, one thing. And then down here, chemical after chemical after chemical. Yeah. Or you get online and it's like, oh, this is a beautiful company. Look, organic. See the lavender fields. See the photos. Aren't they beautiful? Mm-hmm. Then you go all the way down and it said complete list of ingredients.
Right.
And it's like, ugh.
Or my favorite is let's talk about the ingredients that aren't in it. So you got diversion marketing. I mean, we're just up against this whole other component of things is like, guys, you know, please don't do that. Please don't tell people what's not in it. And then yeah, still
1,200 items aren't in it.
You know, the Neverless, the 3,000, whatever it is. And so, I mean, this is what I actually told somebody this morning. They were saying, well, it said it was all natural. I said, gasoline is all natural. So in there, and they just started laughing. I'm like, but it's real. So, you know, we're trying to raise awareness and bring that to light. If the one thing walking away from this podcast or any other thing that I could empower people to do is just pick up the label, read the ingredients, and then start Googling, and that'll take you down all kinds of tributaries.
Let's go there. That's where I wanted this conversation to go. This is a fun conversation, I think. I love that this mission of bringing beauty care and this luxury experience with zero, not just zero toxicity, but we'll segue this conversation into actually nourishing and healing. But for right now, let's just talk about this idea of this toxic environment that most of our beauty and health and hygiene products all have in there. And to your point, most of us, if we haven't gone down that rabbit hole, we might not have considered this before, right? Because to your point, how could somebody sell something that's not good for you or at least safe? And I've also heard some very popular fitness influencers on social media with PhDs behind their name say things like, well, that's just ridiculous. The amount of toxicity, say, in the aluminum in your deodorant is so tiny that even if you overdid it every day of your life, your body's made to detox and it can handle that. And to that, I would say you're probably right. So, but what about this sea of toxins that we're putting on us and that we're constantly surrounded with? So I'm a guy, I'm pretty simple. On a good day, maybe there's some shampoo, there's going to be some soap, there's going to be some deodorant, some toothpaste. That's kind of it really, right? But when you take somebody who takes, you know, say some of our female listeners where there's shampoo, there's detangler, there's conditioner, there's soap for the body, there's soap for the face, there's soap maybe for other places, there's lotions afterwards, then there's, of course, foundation and makeup and all of these other things, perfumes, right? And by the time you start, if each one of those is packed full of a bunch of crap, now all of a sudden, not only do we have this compounding effect of toxins, but we have this mixture of toxins and we have no way of knowing what those combinations are doing to us from a place of ill health. So what I want to do is, you guys had referenced earlier, I think just very briefly, we talked about the skin being the largest organ in the body. Let's start there. Let's talk about skin being an organ. And I think you even said, hey, what you put on your skin is entered inside of your body within minutes. I think that might catch some people by surprise, perhaps. Let's talk about the skin. Let's talk about the permeability of the skin. And then let's talk about the microbiome of the skin. And start there.
Well, I think really the most important thing that people can realize is, even if you just use hand sanitizer, okay, that's going to strip. We're talking about stuff that's alcohol-based. That's like isopropyl alcohol-based. That's going to strip the microbiome, the protective, essentially like coating that's on the skin that's actually naturally going to repel bacteria and things like that. It's just going to strip it away. And so, you know, our biggest concern whenever we saw things like, you know, salicylic acid, or you see like, even like mineral oil. Okay. Mineral oil. I mean, okay.
Or formaldehyde.
Like, but when you see mineral, you're thinking, oh, that's from minerals. Like, that's going to be good. Well, it's all pretty much derived from gasoline or, you know, petroleum. And so you think, well, there's one of the largest petroleum jelly manufacturers out there. Well, you know, they say, well, it's triple purified. I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how purified it is. It's like, oh, it's still gas. And so, you know, I saw this documentary when I was a lot younger. It really concerned me because I was like, you know what? They said once petroleum is distilled, 97% of that goes into skincare and cosmetics. So I'm thinking, oh.
So hang on. So you're saying that of this petroleum product, the vast majority of it is being used in the beauty industry.
Sure.
Is that? Gotcha.
Once they refine it. Sludge stuff won't work to go through your car's engine or whatever, heavy equipment, whatever it is. It's just going to go straight to us.
Right.
And so I remember going, wow, you know, I'm just doing some deductive reasoning. I mean, I think I was in high school. I was like, I feel like that's not good, you know? And so, And then I would start looking at ingredients and man, I mean, it'd be like almost awesome till the very end. And then it would be like something silica or, you know, copolymer or, you know, something like that.
Or my favorite, how about fragrance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they're just code words, right? But I mean, fragrance, who wouldn't want to be fragrant?
Sure. Right. Yeah. And you know what's funny is that the number one, like literally number one feedback, number one that we get on our skincare, besides the fact that it works, is that it smells so good, not headachy. We have zero synthetic fragrances in our products.
And so zero synthetics.
But zero synthetics at all. But going back to your question about skin and all that microbiome, what happens is that when we put something on our skin, it goes through, like it permeates our skin. It goes into the lymphatic system. Okay. The lymphatic system is like the trash can of the body. It goes to work and it's just like, you know, poison good. And it's sorting and it's sorting, sorting. Well, you know, what I began to realize is part of mom's story is that she gained 10 pounds in a week, and her metabolism is one that if she gains a couple pounds a year, like just that's pretty much her. Like she just didn't fluctuate a lot. Okay. So I just knew, wow, like how did that happen that she gained 10 pounds in a week? Well, it's lymphatic fluid. So her lymphatic system was just on overload with toxicity. And the scary part is, you know, at some point that's going to end up in some type of extreme disease. And so even just to the point you and I were talking about it earlier, even is like our deodorant, right? That goes in your armpit. It's a five-way junction, lymphatic junction. So imagine,
yes, it is.
Just like on the highway, if you got a five-way junction, you better make sure everything behaves. Otherwise things are just going to start clogging up. So if you can imagine, you know, all of that going on and then putting things like aluminum and just some of the most toxic things in your armpit, that's going to end up going to your breasts, your back. I mean, it's just, And so whenever we were creating Dustin, but one of the more recent products that we've created, when we're creating it, I was a stickler that I knew that our formulator would not bend his knee to anything toxic at all. I just knew that. But for me, it was like, we got to know that it actually works and have a really keen sense of smell. And so we were very, very particular about how we formulated it. But the point is, that's just your armpit, much less all over the body, the things that like some of these big, really large companies that have deodorant sprays and the way that they are advertising them, they're total endocrine disruptors. And it's a shame and it's sad to me. So what we're trying to do is like, you know, we're trying to just swim upstream. You know, we're trying to make a difference. We're trying to create awareness that people, you know, just to try to value themselves through using something a little bit better, hopefully a lot better, and that something that will actually feed their skin instead of pollute their bodies.
Well, and I also heard that the average woman, and I didn't believe this at first, puts 22 products on average on her body daily. And I'm like, and then I started, well, there's soap, there's lotion, mm-hmm. like you were saying, there's shampoo, there's conditioner, there's stocking products.
There's toothpaste.
Then there is the skincare, you know, that could be two, that could be more. But then there's makeup. And then with the makeup, you've got foundation, blush, powder, eyeshadows, all this stuff.
Lipstick,
and I thought,
yeah, all of it.
Oh my word. Is that right?
Very quickly. So it could be over 100. Or more chemicals that you're encountering
over sure. and over and over.
You know,
again.
And then for you, like taking yes. your makeup off, like right. then you're just doing, you know, a lot of people use mineral mm-hmm. oil. And so it's like, so it is hard. I mean, it was overwhelming when we first started this and we first recognized how bad it really is. Like some of the most, it's going to be on nearly every grandma's shelf. It's one of the most well-known companies, largest trusted, I would say one of the largest and most trusted companies, but it has, it's a lotion that has formaldehyde in it. It has formaldehyde in it. It has antifreeze in it. And I would just empower people to look on your shelf and to really look at, for instance, I believe it's DMDM that is formaldehyde. And they're hiding these things
because
under
formaldehyde on the list, it won't sell. But
no, there's code names for all these things now. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could go on and on and on. I mean, I'll just go here, but you know, we've had a lot of people come up to our booth and ask us if we have aborted fetal tissue. in our products. And I was like, actually, I'm proud to say we have no human byproducts. And I know why they're asking these questions, because Big Pharma, et cetera, is using aborted fetal tissue to make some of their the ground substance for their their prescriptions, et cetera. And so you really have to, and then a lot of skincare is doing that. But I think the one that I was the most grieved about is Sandra Bullock's, I think it may have been her interview with Ellen, and she wasn't willing to actually say the word baby penis facial, but she had and continues to tout and promote these baby penis facials. And I guess they are sourced from Korea, primarily, and they're cloned. There's actually serum from the foreskin, from the foreskin of the penis. And so it's really perplexing. I actually looked up the serum. There's a serum that is cloned. I think it's $275 for something like a half an ounce, something like that. And I just thought, where are we as a society that we're doing these things and actually talking about them on
bragging about them.
Well, she was kind of embarrassed, but then she would also say it, but she wouldn't say it. And then they made a joke out of it. Where are we? And I want to really let your audience know that we have no human byproducts in our products. And we really did. We're super proud of the ingredients.
That looks crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah. When you think about it, human byproducts would not be something that would have occurred to me to ask, are these things in my conventional hygiene and beauty products, right?
Yeah. And I think, is it urea or uric acid? You gotta look at that stuff too. Start looking at that. There's a whole other rabbit trail. But yeah, it is. It's just so important just for people to understand that, just because it's from a big box company or somebody that's trusted, like somebody asked me, they said, I wash my face with Neutrogena. And I said, that's good. I said, but just so you know, they're a multinational company and it's no longer made in the United States. And they said, they're just like, what? And I said, yeah. So just do your research. So we're just trying to raise awareness. It's not to try to make anybody mad. It's just like, hey, make sure you recognize that, just know what you're getting. That's, I guess, our point.
Yeah. You're careful. You should be careful what you put in your mouth. You need to be as careful what you put on your skin.
100%. Yeah. So, and I've shared this on this podcast before, but I went down this rabbit hole. Gosh, it's probably been maybe 7-8 years ago now, where I heard a podcast where somebody talked about, it was Nadine Artemis. You may know her. And she's subsequently been on this show way back when. She's the founder of Living Libation. So got sisters in arms, I'm sure, with your message there. But she had talked about the skin's natural biome and that we need to nourish this and that bacteria on our skin is actually a good thing. All the things that you folks have been talking about. And she talked about feeding the skin. And at that time, I was probably, I don't know, I was probably a right guard, Prel, ivory soap or Irish spring, whatever, just the normal. I was using Colgate toothpaste and I switched everything over almost overnight. And it was just miraculous. Just the way I felt and my body did, it felt like I went through this almost detox period for a couple of weeks as I kind of weaned myself off of these commercial products. And I think that there's a couple of things here. You know, I started looking, like you said, I was Googling every single ingredient and some of those things. It takes 5 minutes to type it into Google because it's, you know, it's a word this long.
Sure.
And look, to be clear, I'm not saying just because it has an unpronounceable name that it's necessarily bad for you. Correct. But if you don't know what it is, you probably shouldn't put it on you or in you, I think is a good place to start there. And today, where we are, so I was the only one in my family. The kids were living with us at the time. And everybody thought I was a little bit weird using, you know, this. I went on this experimenting with different kinds of deodorants that didn't work, right? Because everybody's probably had that experience. Well, I'll switch to this Tom's or this other kind in the grocery store, and not so much. So, you know, I progressed to where I am today. But I wanted to talk about this because I think one of the best resources people can have is EWG. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Environmental Working
Absolutely.
Group. I've got a limb and say you probably are. Yeah. I figured you would be. But EWG.org, and they have an app, and it's really, really simple to download that app, go into your bathroom, and just start scanning the barcodes on all of your beauty and hygiene products. And EWG is, they're not paid by big pharma, big cosmetics. They're an independent group that independently rate the health the health of all these different products. They do foods and other things as well. You can go into your laundry room next and see what you're using there. But it's very, very eye-opening. So I got my wife and daughter to do that. And now they're adamant. They won't, if it doesn't come up green there, or if it's not something that they're already familiar with, they're just not using it. It's made a huge, huge difference. So I wanted to kind of segue a little bit. Well, I've got both of you here, and this is out of my realm of experience, really, but it seems to me that culture is kind of dictating what beauty is, especially as we age. You know, culture certainly is dictating how we should look and what we should do as we age. And I wanted to talk about beauty and the way maybe media defines beauty and how health and beauty aren't necessarily linked, certainly culturally or in popular media. And that somehow it seems to me that beauty and health have become disconnected in two separate things. Is that something you guys want to expand upon a little bit?
Our philosophy here, we want to encourage people to embrace the beauty of who they are and let that be reflected in what they look like. Because if we don't, if we don't stop worshiping the beauty that's coming out of Hollywood and what this generation or that generation, because if you go back, they're all different. You know, what was beauty in the 40s and beauty in the 90s and beauty in the 70s. It's all different. So it's almost political. It's not quite the right word, but it's like whatever's cool for this generation. Then let's look like everybody needs to have their lips done, their fillers done, their cheeks done. And everybody has to look like this one person who they defined as beautiful. And we have to break that too. If we don't, nobody's going to stand a chance without a surgeon, right? Because then you've annihilated your individuality. And we need to aid fiercely with grace as well. But we also have to be confident enough to know that we should embrace whatever decade we're in and live it to the fullest. But we have to be able to stand up and say individual looks are beautiful. And it has to happen. If not, our kids, their best friend will be a surgeon by the time they're 30, because you will not, and then it'll shift. And so we have to be able to stand upon the philosophy that beauty is not what Hollywood dictates it is, and have the courage to say no. Individual beauty is what we need to start embracing.
Yeah, apparently there's a new, I don't fully understand it, but I guess there's this new look that you can go in and tell the plastic surgeon.
Oh my gosh, don't get me started.
You want the Barbie look, and then you can walk out with the Barbie look. And like mom said, she said, here's the problem. She's like, if we all look like Barbie, what are we
then
doing?
Where do we go?
You know, like who is anybody at that point?
If Juliana came out looking like Barbie, where did Juliana go?
Right. And even to the point that one of our friends, when she turned 30, she cried. And I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah. You know, I'm like, oh. So I know for my nieces and nephews, you know, I God bless them. I mean, they when they guess my age, they guess 16, they think, I feel real. It's real, real cute. Okay. But I do want to have the vitality. I mean, I'm in my early 40s, but like, I want to have the vitality I want to bring life to whatever decade I'm in. Yeah. And if mom had freaked out when she turned 30 or whatever, it would have given me this sense of, I guess I need to freak out when I turn 30 because then it's over. Then all of a sudden we have this cultural shift that, you know, where does it ever end? Like, when are we in our prime? When we're 15, honey, we don't even know what planet we're on when we're 15. I mean that in a funny way, but like, there's so much morphing that goes on at 15. God bless all the 15-year-olds out there. Okay. But like, it's not that. It's just you're learning and everything is shifting. And, you know, it's probably one of the hardest, you know, years I remember. And so I guess our point is like, my grandmother said, oh, my life didn't start till I retired. Okay. And it's like,
she retired at 70, I think.
Yes.
And yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay. And the woman went to clown school, literal clown college, so she could go to all the old folks' home. She called them and bring life to them and make them laugh. And so the point is like, you know, never say never. Don't put limitations on yourself and be who you were created to be and love yourself well and love yourself, enough to look at the ingredients on the bottle. Look at the ingredients and what you're using and to really, like my dad would always say, steward your beauty and steward yourself well.
Yeah.
And I think that's critical. And you know what? People say, where do I start? It's like, where do you want to, like, what are you trying to address? People can start with something as small as our bar soap and lotion and begin to see differences. And so it's just fascinating. So this has just been such a wild journey, but this is the story of redemption, especially, in mom's story and me just finding stuff that worked that I was proud of. So that's really what it's about is trying to be the best version of yourself you were created to be, you know?
And in our products, we talk about microbiome. We actually have ferment as, our preservative. Whenever we launched, we had one preservative that was potassium sorbate, and that's in food and this kind of stuff. We weren't happy with that. So we kept trying and kept trying. We found rowan berry. And so we were able to replace that. So now we can say we are completely chemical-free.
100% chemical-free,
But the ferments also help with the preservative. So
it's fun.
Yeah,
we love it.
Yeah,
no, I love both of your perspectives on aging and beauty. And I led you that direction. I've heard you say similar things. And I know that... Deborah, you had said, what did you say in there? To age fearlessly. I absolutely love that. Embrace who you are, bring to life whatever decade you're in. And that's what we talk about on the show all the time, right? I've told this story as well in this podcast. It's been a while, but I live here at the beach. I was at the beach, and this was probably a few years back, and we were sitting around with, I don't know, 8 different people, and they were, for the most part, younger. I was the old guy in the group, and there were some 30-year-olds, some 4-year-olds, and most of them were ladies. And somehow the subject of when did you peak came up, and everybody was going around the circle having fun, just informally saying, hey, when did you peak? And some were like, when I graduated college, or oh, probably right before I had my first kid, or, you know, I probably peaked then. It came to me, and they're like, well, when did you peak? And I said, you know what? I'm not sure I've peaked yet. I think the best is still to come. I turned 60 here in 2 months. By the time this comes out, it'll be next month. And I'm looking forward to it. I honestly think that this decade is going to be the best decade in my life. I think 60 is going to be my best year yet. Right. And it's a pretty audacious thing to say because it's so counter to what our culture kind of reaches to us. And it's also counter to what I see around me, unfortunately. And so that's my mission, like yours, is I just want to change this narrative of what aging looks like, what it can be, what it should be. I don't want to be the exception. When people see me and say, hey, wow, you look really good for 60. I want to be just average. I want to be an average 60-year-old, right? That's my mission.
Right.
And unfortunately, I got a long ways to go, right? I'm sure you guys probably feel the same.
I hear you. I mean, I think it's beautiful. Honestly, it's like, we just have to, I don't know how else to say it, but just kind of be radiant where we are.
Yeah. What'd you say? You have to, was it your dad that said to steward your beauty? Is that right? What a beautiful sentiment. Yeah.
Absolutely. And he, you know, and so it's just like, sure, there are parts of me that I would love to see differently, like actually love to see shifted, love to see, you know, this, that, whatever. But if I don't connect with that part of me that, And I can just accept where I am and for lack of better words, bless my body for getting me to where I am right now and just literally say, hey, I acknowledge you and I see you and make friends with my body. It sounds weird because I'm a body worker and this is largely what can happen in the therapy space. It's just like, hey, so many people are so disconnected from their body that they just expect a lot out of it. It's like, hey, it doesn't matter if I got 2 hours of sleep. My body should be able to function fully. It's like, actually, probably not, but you know what? We can work on that, you know, and in the same way, you know, like where it just, there have been times that there have been long hours in trying to get this company where we want it to be. But it's like, man, sometimes I just have to sit back and go, you know, we've made some awesome decisions, body, you've done a good job and I'm going to give you some rest this weekend and not embrace, you know, the craziness. So I just think it is really important. I think mom carries it so well that it's just really embrace what she said, like embrace the decade that you're in with vitality and life, you know?
Absolutely love it. Well, I want to switch here as we're kind of wrapping up here a little bit. And I want to finish by talking about some of your products. So people are saying, okay, well, you talked about what you do in the intro and we've made allusions to some of what you guys do. So I'm a big fan of, I've now switched over to your Pits Me Off, P-I-T-S folks, Pits Me Off,
yes.
Which is their underarm deodorant. Absolutely love it. It took me a while to figure out the right dose, just a couple of tiny squirts. Give a little rub in there and I am good to go. Love your guys' soap. You do the Pits dance. Yeah, I got to do the Pits dance to get ready there. I know that Coach Monica here at the Silver Edge, she's a huge fan. I think she's using your clay facial cleaner.
This morning, she said, yeah, I use
the Tighten Your Assets.
Love it.
The Tighten Your Assets is another one that I know that she likes. So I know she's been using some of your products as well. But people can probably tell Tighten Your Assets fits you off. Talk to us a little bit about why that playfulness and where did that come from in naming some of these products?
Her head mostly.
You know what? I just feel like being healthy should be fun. You should be able
right
to
on.
Actually trust the products. We love the integrity of our products, but life's supposed to be fun. And I wanted them, whenever people reach for our products, that they would giggle. And that they would be like, I love this.
Bring a smile.
And I think so many people think, oh gosh, you know, if it's going to be healthy, then it's going to be like tofu and wheatgrass. And I don't eat any of those things. But my point is, it's like, it actually can be fun. And so that's the point, is to bring joy to people through the products. Even our glass, I just want to say this tiny thing. Even our glass is Myron Violet glass. So there's no wasted space. So when light actually hits that glass, normally that's kind of a no-no. Like you don't want the glass to be in the light. You can store them on the window of your bathroom if you want to, because when that light goes through that violet glass, like mom said, it's biophotonic. So it literally improves the product and it helps preserve the product even more. So there's really no dead space in our products. And so, yeah, I mean, you just tell me whatever you'd like me to talk about product wise. I get excited.
Yeah, I just want to give folks a sense. So, everybody knows I'm using the soap. So you have soap, you have deodorant, clearly. We'll talk about a couple of these other things. Now, one of the things I think is interesting is, if I'm not mistaken, your deodorant, I think Coach Monica uses the same one as well. Your deodorant isn't band's deodorant. It's not women's deodorant, but it has this very pleasant, is that lemongrass? I don't have it here in front of me. Lemongrass-y kind of smell. I'm not sure I nailed that, but lemongrass, to me, that's kind of what it just has, this light, this light citrusy scent. Mm-hmm. Just kind of talk about the, you know, some of maybe the things that are very popular and what folks can just expect when they check you guys out.
I think some of the main ingredients, anything that has turmeric, saffron, and bioperine in it, is going to be anti-inflammatory. It's going to have all those properties that are really going to heal and help reduce inflammation in the skin and in the body, and also foster that healthy glow. Because a lot of people come back and say, I cannot believe how my skin glows. It's like, well, that is intentional. And I think especially the turmeric that has that incredible capacity to do that. And so, and it's also in the way that it's all formulated and the way that it's synergistic and the way that the delivery system into the skin. Did you want to say something?
I was just going to say that we have 13 products, and saffron, turmeric, and bioperine are in most of them.
Okay. So, yeah. That's the other thing. I want folks to get a sense. You're not a huge, you're not competing with Neutrogena. You are very much a niche. Women owned, mother daughter, as you said, all USA, right? Even your packaging, which is
passionate.
Amazing. Yeah. Love it.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And so then we've got anything with clay bar,
we're big lovers of clay here.
Yeah. It's all going to be, that's going to act like a magnet, pulling the toxins and impurities out of the body. It's a proprietary clay blend. Some of it's sourced from Europe, some of it's sourced domestically. And, so it's beautiful. Honestly, the craziest, responses I get when I do demos on people's hands is I do the clay cleanser first. And then I just let them AB their hands, and they'll just look at me and they go, is that real? Is that real? That one guy said, wow, my other hand looks dead. You know, I mean, it's like in soak his, it'll just take the redness out. It brings that hydration. Believe it or not, our clay blend is hydrating, which means it's not going to strip the skin. And so really you're going to be getting all of those things, and anything that has the clay in it, and our scrub also has the clay in it.
About the facial addition.
Yeah. So facial addition line, just very quickly.
This is kind of a foundation.
Clay cleanser, step number one. All of our products in the 5-step system are numbered. So rest assured, when you have a wet face and you're trying to figure everything out,
say thank you.
We just tried to make it easy. So
wait, let me make sure I get this straight. So there, if you have this, you have this sequence of do this and then this and then this and then this, and it's numbered.
And the facial addition system, we do.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so yeah, this is like a kit with a number of things in there. Okay, start with this.
Five products in our facial.
When people ask like where should we start, I just said like just the 5-step system. Okay, because it's like a 5-course meal for your face. Clay cleanser goes to work. It's got peppermint leaf extract opening the pores. The clay is going to work, acting like a magnet, pulling the toxins and impurities out. Step number two is our vitamin C serum. Most people know about vitamin C, but extremely hydrating, really has collagen producing properties. And so it's going to be brightening and a bit of tightening as well. And then step number three is uplift. Uplift is full of phytoceramides. If you're not familiar with that, it's okay. Think of it as like grout is to tile. So it's going to go to work repairing all those broken fibers. And we call it our facelift in a bottle. It's wonderful. And then step number four is bamboo mist, high levels of naturally occurring silica. And the silica is going to help firm and tone. And it also continues to activate uplift. Step number five, which is nourish. It has anything from frankincense, turmeric, saffron, bioperine, something called Kagilia in it. Kagilia is from the African sausage tree, and it's actually used in multiple countries to heal anything from eczema to leprosy. And so having that seal the deal on the previous 4 steps is absolutely incredible. It is undoubtedly our best seller. You can go to giveaderm.com, find out all the information about it. It's incredible. And we try to create that balance with our website, that it has a whole bunch of information. But if you're not that person, you just want to try it to see if it works, that's fine too. So we want to empower people with information, but also not inundate. And so they can always call us if they have any questions. But we're super proud of that. We've got an eye cream that's incredible. Yeah, helps that reduce fine awesome. Lines and wrinkles, dark circles, and puffiness. And then we've got a mask, tighten your assets. That's an oxygenating clay mask. Favorite. A deeper pull. It's really gonna foster just a beautiful resurfacing ability. It's the equivalent of a light laser or microderm by the time you're done with it. So there's just a lot. Then we've got Mother Plumper, Mother Slugger. Those are super hydrators and super moisturizers. So, and that's just for face. And we've got the lotion, which is another one of our flagship products, honestly, because it's so healing. It's got hand filleted aloe, turmeric, saffron, bioperine, raw, organic raw honey. So it is, one of our friends is a welder, a fabricator, metal fabricator, and he gets burns all the time. He said, I will not be a day without it. He's like, it works. I have to use it daily. So it's amazing. And so then our bar soap is incredible. And then you've already talked about Pitt. So that's kind of a really brief, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's yeah. So I just wanted people to get an idea. So it's not makeup, right? You don't have makeup, but you have all the basics for cleaning and nourishing, right? And let me ask you this, because you had mentioned the guy, the welder, kind of using some of this. As you're going through the facial edition, probably some of my guys listening might have kind of spaced out there for a minute. Do you sell the, I'm guessing I know the answer to this, but let me ask it, would that be suggested for the guys out there listening as well? Because when you say that, I'm thinking, oh, this may be a nice gift for my wife, I bet. But is it something I should probably be putting on my face as well? I mean, sell me on that, because I'm a guy that I take your bar soap and I'm good to go, right?
And that's great.
Follow up with lotion, right? Though.
Follow up with lotion?
For sure,
okay. And what's happening with that lotion? Sell me on that. What's it going to do to this mug?
I mean, the lotion is going to help reduce inflammation. It has so many healing properties. That's what I was talking about. Hand filleted aloe. So not many people know if you crush the entire leaf, it can actually become negative. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. Negative for your body. But hand filleted is literally all the good stuff. So it's literally physically hand filleted and stripped.
The aloe, you mean?
YouTube it. Yeah, mm-hmm. you can YouTube it. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a whole bunch, a high level of aloe to start with. Then you've got honey. And a lot of people know organic raw honey. And a lot of people know the benefits of that. But again, specifically reducing inflammation, wound healing. And so then turmeric saffron bioperine. I mean, people are just coming back with crazy stories of how like they had a massive gash and a massive burn on their arm and they just kept applying and applying and applying. One woman, one of our team members, spilled literal boiling hot water on her leg. It was a horrific burn.
This big, a blister, you know,
began instantly losing skin, et cetera. It only took her I think it was 7 days from start to finish.
She had nothing,
zero
but
scarring,
lotion,
zero scarring.
Available.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And so she put that on, and she actually took photos.
And so, folks that aren't familiar, when you say the lotion, it's called the lotion. That's the name of the lotion. It's called the lotion, right?
I'll give you a secret. If we can't think of anything clever, we just call it what it is.
There you go. Okay. Gotcha. Right. Because you have the eye cream and you have Pits Me Off and then you have the lotion. Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. Gotcha.
You'll see our products evolve. They're constantly evolving.
But You see the containers, we chose them specifically so they could be in a men's grooming shop as well. So that's one of the reasons we did not want it to be exclusively for women, because this is about healthy skin. And we have a lot of dudes that use this.
Do you? Right on. Okay.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah. Actually, one of our friends said, I got in bed last night and then she's like, my husband came to bed and she said, I was like, why do you smell so? And he said, well, I just used Nuri. And he hadn't been using the product much. And so she said they were commenting at dinner the next night at how much better his skin looked. Yeah. And so it's just fun. It's fun to see and I love it when it kind of causes, not marital distress at all, but like, guys will start hiding the products or taking the products from their wife. And they're like, and I said, listen,
my wife is like, why does this feel so light?
Right. Yeah. Like, it's a huge and super high compliment. Like, we don't want any kind of issues in your marriage.
Sure.
That's like one of the highest, you know, highest compliments. Now, and also I need to come back and say, when we say our products are constantly evolving, our product names are constantly evolving. We feel very secure
very
in our formulas because it's
formulas.
Taken years. But we're always trying to make everything a little bit more playful and a little bit more joyful. Yeah. So
nice. I love it. Yeah. Absolutely love it. Well, Deborah, Juliana, as we're kind of wrapping up here, what's next? Where do you guys go from here?
You know, we have some more products in the pipeline we're super excited about. To be honest, we had an incredible fourth quarter last year, and we are growing exponentially and
grateful.
It's been such a blessing for us. And so I think when we secure that growth process, we're going to be releasing some more of these products that we have in the wings. And we're really excited about.
I'll give you a hint on one. We get a lot of requests for shampoos and hair products. We won't release anything until I especially feel like it is something I would buy and could rely on. Yep. Those are my two things. So I'm a stickler. Sometimes my formulator gets annoyed and I'm like, I don't care. Gotta work on it. We gotta go back.
So there's actually a hair growth bar in the middle.
We are currently testing.
And it's
that.
Working.
We're getting
Wait, just make sure, because that might have got past some people. It almost got by me. Did you say hair growth bar?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for folks on YouTube here, take a look at that.
You're so funny. You're so funny.
Well, maybe you know what?
Getting a little thin on top here. I'm not gonna lie.
You're so funny. But like literally, I've been using it for a while, and the woman that does my hair, she's like, I'm just telling you, you have baby hairs for you.
Baby hairs
before.
From.
She's like, whatever you're doing,
says, keep doing that, huh? All right.
So,
right on.
There are some other things we need to perfect. And you know, we've gotten a lot of requests for makeup remover.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of requests. Honestly, a lot of people ask us, hey, when are you going to be getting into makeup? Yeah. And I'm like, look, that would be a dream for me. But we just, that could be, you know, years off.
Right now, our focus is just doing a good job with skincare.
So that's right.
I love that.
Right, keeping up with our demand. So, yeah.
Right. All right. Well, how can people connect with you? What's the best way? Where do you want to send folks?
Giveaderm.com. Just giveaderm.com. Just like it sounds, GIVEADERM.com. And our email is on there, giveaderm@gmail.com. I've got our phone number. You guys reach out if you have any
questions.
I would just really encourage everybody, make sure you check out our ingredients. We're very proud of them. And, you know, people
will never find fragrance on our list of ingredients. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be saying exactly what it is. That's it's beautiful. Most of the time, our products smell like a smoothie, or they smell like, like a tropical fruit blend, because that's genuinely what's in. And so, honestly, you can't go wrong trying anything. We have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Yep. So, you know, just try it. See what you think. But for sure, keep us posted. The last thing I would like to say is that I tell people all the time, you never have another opportunity to take a before and after shot.
Absolutely.
And so take a before shot, find consistent lighting in your home, take a before and then an after, and you'll see an instant difference. Actually, one of our friends that we just recently reconnected with, she tried our products for the first time, and her before and after was astounding.
How long does one wait before taking their after? Do you do it a week apart, a month apart?
Oh, right after.
Try it.
Oh, really? So you're saying take a picture, use the product, take another picture.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Love it.
One of our team members is actually a face yoga, certified face yoga person.
Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either. And she's awesome. So she geeks over the skin like crazy. So her before picture she took, she knew how to get the lighting just right. Then she took her after picture about 15 minutes later. And then she said, she looked again and she said, I'm having to take another picture because these lines were already beginning to reduce. And so she ended up taking three photos. But I also recommend that, you know, our skincare is, as we said, it feeds the skin. And, you know, when you go on a diet, you go on a wellness focused life diet, it has to be one of the foundations. Well, whenever you start eating well and taking the toxins out, taking the crap out, and you're putting good food in your body, the more you do that, the healthier you're going to be, the more results you're going to see. And it's just going to keep building and building. Well, ours is the same way. So take that first picture, take it at the end of that. And then in a week, take another one. And then in another week. And these are yours. But if you want to share them, we're always, always grateful.
Well, and we're going to be doing some email campaigns and socials campaigns on best before and after.
Giveaway
some giveaways. It's just fun, and it's fun for people to document their own progress, because sometimes it's unbelievable to see the difference. Like, it's straight up shocking. So, you'll see instant differences. I mean, I would say 97% of people see instant differences. Yeah.
All right, folks. So I want to let you know that I will put all of Givaderm's, their website, their emails, all their socials, all of that stuff will go into the show notes. You guys can find that there. Also want to let you know that we have partnered up with Givaderm. We love the work they're doing. And if you guys do decide to visit them and shop there, you can use coupon code SILVEREDGE to save 10% off your purchase. That's SILVEREDGE, all run together, no spaces. So Deborah and Juliana, I want to thank you both so much for coming on the show and sharing your wisdom and your story and your knowledge with us, but really for the work that you guys are doing. I think that is fantastic and just really encourage you to keep it up.
Likewise. Thank you for all you're doing. It's an incredible journey that we're all on. I'm so grateful that we found each other. So we believe in what you're doing completely.
Rock on. Likewise. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, that's our show for today, folks. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I want to let you know that we have other free resources over at silveredgefree.com. There, you'll find our free guides with our top tips on nutrition, exercise, and healthy lifestyle to assist you in your weight loss and fitness journey. So feel free to head over there and download anything that looks useful to you. I'll put links to everything we talked about in the show notes, and you folks can find those over at silveredgefitness.com/272. As we wrap up our time together today, you can show your support for this show in two important ways. The first is to tell a friend about this podcast and encourage them to give it a listen. The second is for you YouTube folks to please click the like and subscribe buttons, and for you podcast folks to please give this podcast a 5-star review on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, and be sure to subscribe and follow so you don't miss any future episodes. I really appreciate you spending your time with me today, and until next time, stay strong.